The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored and produced by me. I have D. Joseph Design. That's my company. If you need a website design, presentation design, cover art for your podcast, consulting, if you need help producing your podcast, give me a call or contact me. And you can look at my portfolio at djosephdesign.com. And I like to say, you have a message that deserves to look great. So hire me to make your next message look or sound great. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
Nobody!
Nobody! Find them everywhere. Or
nowhere.
Or nowhere, yeah. It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 41. It's just like refried beans. Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your host, The Ramen Noodle, also sometimes known as Daniel Lewis.
And joining us, I mean joining you
in the studio,
is
you.
It's me. Jeremy.
Is Jeremy, also known as
Flea Gone. But not said like that because it brings up images of little jumping slugs. No.
Oh.
Fleas. No, yeah, because I didn't say phlegm gone.
They drive me crazy. Yep. Crazy? I was crazy once. They locked me in a white room and left me there to die.
Mm.
To die?
Are you going to say all that?
I don't want to die. If I die, worms will eat me.
Here we go.
Worms? I hate worms. They drive me crazy. Crazy? I was crazy. And anyway.
Crazy.
Welcome to the podcast where we share. No, we're on podcast.
Where we share.
That's my our intro lives to Are You Just Watching, which is a different podcast. Check it out over at noodle.mx.
I call it AJW.
This is the podcast
where to end all podcasts.
Where you can come to
discombobulated dopes. Speak random words that make no sense.
Who can't remember their own subtitle.
Yes. This is called the Audacity to Podcast.
No, it isn't.
Oh.
This is the Ramen Noodle, where you can get seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. Wow.
All right. Now
I've never forgotten it that bad.
Now
before.
We have begun. It's because you're drinking something green instead of vanilla cream soda.
Yes. Or it's a colored vanilla cream soda. Everyone in the live chat room at noodle.mx/live can see that I'm drinking something else today for a soda.
Yeah.
Where we record every Monday night at 8 p.m.
It's
Eastern.
Apple flavored. And he put a little bit of sugar-free vanilla Torani syrup. Torani does not sponsor this podcast. In it, I was slightly mortified. Slightly.
And I put some vanilla extract in it, too.
Did you?
Oh, everything is better with vanilla extract.
Even sour apple?
Perhaps even sour apple.
Don't say perhaps. You're drinking it. What do you think?
I think it's better with it.
Oh. Better together.
Yeah. So, speaking of better together, I want to tell you about our sponsor, GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix. It's the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. None of this having to fly places or having to drive places, the expenses of travel, lodging, fancy food, and all of that. Well, you can still eat fancy food, but you can do it from the comfort of anywhere with an online meeting. I've had online meetings or a meeting before with GoToMeeting, and it was really easy and had some great features. For only $49 a month, you can hold as many meetings as you want. And instead of spending all that money on travel, you could spend it on fancy food and then eat it from home while you're attending an online meeting. It even includes phone and voice over IP conferencing free with it. No extra add-ons. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. For the special offer, you must visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast for your free 45-day trial. Thank you, Citrix. I think us and certain segments are better together. Funny stuff that has happened in the last week or so with flexibility. Now, while you're thinking, this happened just recently.
Okay.
I was in a group with some other Christians, and we were reading some scripture.
It was disco class, wasn't it?
DiscoForJesus.com.
.com.
Christian disco. Christian discoers. Or,
We don't know if those websites exist. We do not necessarily endorse the content of such websites, if such websites do exist, now or in the present. I mean, in the past. I mean, in the future. So much for speaking quickly as though I know what I'm saying.
You're turning into evil Phlegon who sings about the present, past, and the future.
There is one line of jokes that I keep making incessantly. I get this is actually my funny thing for the week.
Oh, okay. Are we going to jump to your funny thing?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but it's flowing. So
the spice must flow.
I keep making a certain kind of joke, and I'm trying to make myself stop. So every time I pause awkwardly and then laugh, I'm thinking it, and I'm trying not to say it.
What joke is that?
Clean your mom jokes.
Like, oh, you go clean your mom.
No. No. That's not what I meant at all.
You said clean your mom jokes. Where are the hyphens in that?
Hyphen is between your and mom.
Oh, okay. We're supposed to clean those hyphens.
Oh, jeez. This isn't turning out so well. So anyway, yeah. I'm just stammering because I don't know what else to say other than it's kind of obnoxious because I try to put those jokes in everywhere, even though I used to be opposed to all your mom jokes. And now, as long as they aren't offensive, I'm trying to put them in everywhere, and now I'm trying to stop again because it's a bad habit. So you may hear me snicker or I may pop off with one. I'd just like to make the disclaimer that if I do, and if I am addressing the ramen noodle, I am not speaking about his actual mother. I am speaking about the generic and metaphoric your mom.
In Mother Russia, your mom makes jokes about you.
Yes, I finally used it!
That's exactly how Russians laugh.
That's the joke I've been holding on to.
Wow.
In Soviet Russia, your mom makes jokes about you.
He changed it. He tweaked it. Is it Soviet Russia or Mother Russia?
Oh, I get it mixed up.
I think they're the same.
Your mom's Soviet.
Oh, man. What have I done?
Your Mother Russia is Soviet. That's what they say in Russia. Your Mother Russia is whatever.
More coherent than you. Okay, so you were with your Christian disco group.
Yes, and we started our Christian disco off with some reading of scripture.
As you would.
Yeah, like you do.
Like you do.
You know, the section of where David danced before the Lord. We kind of omit the his clothes fell off part. Or
fell off?
While he was dancing.
Does that happen?
Not today.
I don't think it was fell off.
It was a loin. Anyway, that's not the passage that we were reading. We were in Romans. Romans 16. And there were others there that also listened to the Roman noodle. Oh. And we read in Romans 16 where it's listing all of these names and then Phlegon.
Nice.
And all at the same time, I heard several of the guys in the group say, that's where he gets his name from.
That's completely awesome. Wow, so you have listeners in your Christian disco group. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Definitely. It's like, hey, do you like Christian disco? Then you would also like the ramen noodle.
Seasoning like packets of comedy to
flavor your disco
boogie on. And we're not talking about used Kleenex.
To get your booger on?
No. Oh. I just said, anyway. Okay.
Yes.
That brings up something else funny.
What's that?
Someone that I was listening to and having a conversation with this week used the phrase, and I believe it was original with him, if a booger falls in the forest and no one's there to see it, it doesn't exist.
I thought it was going to go, if a burger falls in the forest and no one's there to pick it.
A burger?
What did I say?
Why are those words so close burger, to each burger. Other?
I don't know. As a kid, I used to say hangabers.
Oh. As a kid?
Yeah. Like a little kid. When I was a wee little
when you were a kid noodle. Or when you were speaking
when
as
I
a kid?
When I was the woman noodle.
Oh, man. Could you please use that voice more?
No.
Okay.
I could tell the whole...
That's how reverse psychology works.
I could do the whole podcast in that voice if you really want me to.
I'd rather that you used your pseudo-southern drawl, I mean faux-southern or however.
All right. We're okay.
I think I was wrong. I said rather if there's a choice between the two. I pick the original ramen noodle voice.
Oh, okay.
That's not it.
Well, you know, speaking of voices... We got a voicemail in from someone who hasn't called in like years, centuries. In Twitter time, it would be centuries.
In your mom's time, it would be. That makes no sense.
And he used to call a whole lot. So much that we gave him his own theme song.
Sideways. Future evil flea gone sideways. Future evil flea gone sideways. Future evil flea gone sideways. Future evil flea gone. Flea gone. Turtle power.
Man, everything's coming up flea gone today.
It is. But we've already had an episode called A Fleas and Flea Gone.
That was a long time ago.
That was.
That was my first... Full time.
When you became an indefinitely permanent co-host.
Yes, yes. And I only know that because I was searching desperately through the archive for an old episode, and which I decided subsequently not to link to.
Oh.
I will, if somebody asks, but it was getting too long for the update I was doing.
Here's what Evil Fleagon called in from the sideways... Wait, what is it?
Sideways,
parallel sideways future.
Yeah, timeline.
Yeah, guy.
No, he hasn't
called. Hello, Noodle.
Whoa.
Hello, Fleagon. You must have been wondering where I have been.
Mm-hmm.
I've been...
Well...
Not doing really much of anything.
Just watching TV.
But hey, it's summer.
Give me a break.
Anyway, I just figured I'd drop you a line to let you know that I am still listening to your show. And... Though things have not really been cleared up as to my relationship with regular Fleagon, or unleaded Fleagon, or
evil
Fleagon, and the way we're all connected, like Lost,
that
much like the way Lost ended, I don't really know
what's going
on, and I figured that I would let you know
that.
I will be sticking around for a while. I also was wondering
when
the ramen noodle would be changing
his
Twitter name to something
less
long-winded
and
shorter, like Noodle
MX or something.
And
I don't know.
Also, I know the secret origin of your theme song.
Wow.
The secret origin of my theme song? I didn't know there was a secret origin to my theme song.
Oh, yeah.
It's so secret that I didn't know.
You don't know? I mean, there's obviously the song that it is, but there's also your secret inspiration for the voice in which it is done?
There are two.
Oh.
So maybe that's what he's referring to, is the not so popular inspiration to it. That's probably what he's referring to. You guys that are listening will get extra bonus points if you can guess what that other secret inspiration is. There are two of them.
So I guess it is two of them. Yeah. And a few extra bonus points if you get that reference.
Yeah, no, that's not correct, Mr. Upchurch.
For a second, I was just like, who are you calling?
Babe. That's what he said.
I was going to say it because you just said on air that that's not one of them. So you just made it infinitely easier for people to guess.
Well, that's what he said.
Your mom.
And Mother Russia. No. Oh, but we did also get some other voicemail, and this is actually from a while back. I forgot to play this one for a while.
Is it moldy?
This might be a new person whose identity we have yet to discover.
And uncover.
So before we do that, it's this. I mean this.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Your mom has a bad connection.
By the way, if you want to send us voicemails or call into our listener line, you can send your messages to feedback@noodle.mx or call in to 859-353-4332. And I realized I never answered Evil Fleagon's question.
Ah.
Would I ever shorten my name?
Would you ever shorten your
name? I've thought about it. Switching to noodle.mx or noodle mix.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's shorter.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Hmm.
Because I am the ramen noodle.
I've seen it done both ways.
Yeah, I know.
Hmm.
It's tough.
You are the ramen noodle, and yet so is your show.
Mm-hmm. My flagship show.
Flagship show.
Yeah.
It's a flagship noodle.
Flagship show is hard to say.
They fly better before you put them in boiling water.
Structural, like the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
A ship made out of noodles has its structural integrity compromised if you put it in boiling water. I'm just saying.
Is spaghetti transcendent?
Your mom is transcendent.
That's an actual exact quote from a philosophical discussion I heard once.
Really?
Yeah, from the sci-fi show.
Hmm. Interesting.
My friend Jason Rennie.
I don't have to answer, do I?
No.
Okay, good.
But we do have to answer our voicemail, and we got this voicemail in from someone.
Hey, Daniel, this is, you can just call me Bill. And, I just started listening to your podcast kind of recently. Excuse me. And, I heard this last week's podcast, and I was curious about the games that you were playing in the pool. Because
games in the
pool. It's not a lot of fun. And I wondered if you actually listened to the, or if you play the games in the pool, and if you did, how the paper didn't get wet. Unless you were, typing them into a computer or something. So anyway, how does the game go again? I think it was something like, excuse me. It was that one person writes a story and then the other people comment on it. Or, if you clarify that for me. Thank you. Goodbye.
Like you weren't there. That's all I'm going to say.
Who do you think it is?
Well, actually, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but
Well, it started to sound like somebody else who might have been there but wasn't. Like someone you would have maybe invited but wasn't. So but we
Bill,
did not, we didn't say anything about the pool, name. By the way.
Yeah.
I think we talked about the game. I don't think we talked about the pool. Did
so
we?
This guy, no, I don't think we did. Well, I think we mentioned it was a pool party and we played this game.
Okay, maybe he wasn't there. But I think I
think he was spying on us.
I think I know who it was. It's one of two people.
So, Bill, fake name.
Not people I would normally confuse, but just saying.
Only someone who is sick and dying and can't keep a straight voice in a voicemail would not recognize the fact that we probably did not use paper in the pool because we would have been writing like fools with paper in the pool.
Wow.
So we used our computers, yes, in the pool.
Yes.
Just like you said.
Absolutely.
And that's enough of that. I'll save the other voicemails for next week.
I was trying to think of a water and computer pun, but there was not one.
So
that was no fun.
Bill.
Wish I had a gun.
You are welcome to call back, but you really should get that cough looked at or and, listened to.
And try not to cough when it's being looked at because that's just rude.
I'd always hate to be the doctor who has to put the little popsicle stick in kids' mouths. Open up.
That would work a whole lot better if they would actually leave the popsicle on the stick when they're trying to get the kids to open their mouths.
Or like chocolate.
Yeah, a pudding pop. That would work better than just a stupid stick. Doctors, if you're listening, I mean, I know it's brilliant, but it can be done. Try it. You might have to put a mini fridge in every exam room, but I think it'll be worth it in the long run.
You know what? Speaking of the long run, you know what time it is for?
Uh-uh.
What the time it for is?
What the time?
It for is? It's time for
your mom.
Well, I'm trying to decide what should we do next. Should we do that or that? Let's do weekly noodleism.
Okay.
The weekly noodleism, the part of the show where actually it's not me this time. It's Jeremy. Everyone give a round of applause for Jeremy. Okay. Thank you. That's enough. That's enough.
Will somebody escort them out? All of them. Just out.
Yeah,
thank
and,
you.
And take the monkeys with them.
Thank you, thank Biff. You.
Yes.
The guard.
Biff?
Yes. You Biff know his name. You should get more involved with your staff. Okay. So this week's noodleism. What?
Go ahead. Keep going.
You looked at me like the chair was making noise. All right. Anyway, this week's noodleism is rehearse.
Uh-oh. I think I know where you're going with this.
How do you rehearse? Does that mean you've been hearsed at some point? So does that mean you are... Is that after even the phase where you are undead? So you're hearsed. You're taken away in a hearse. And then you are undead, I guess. And then they get you back into the hearse to take you back to where you're supposed to be. And that's rehearsed.
It's kind of like refried beans.
Yes.
It's just like refried beans.
Hopefully with less mashing. Hopefully.
Rehearse. Ooh. That yeah. That gives whole new ideas to it. So like wait a minute. I'm gonna have a wedding rehearsal coming up soon. That's not what made you think of this.
It could be actually.
Hey, you're gonna be
I wrote
in
it down
the
a week
rehearsal,
ago.
Though.
That's true. So do we first have to rehearse the wedding? Before we can rehearse the wedding?
I don't know. If you're there, you might kill it.
Nice.
John in the chat room over at noodle.mx/live.
John in the chat. John in the chat.
Chatting like a fool with your John in the chat.
That works both ways.
When you're chatting on the John.
Chatting in the, chatting in the John.
Oh, someday we're going to have a bathroom etiquette themed episode.
Oh, well, what about a bathroom humor etiquette themed episode?
Whoa, that's like too meta for me. But John asks, what about a prehearse?
A prehearse?
Yeah, like a prehearsal or prehearse.
That gives me an idea for a new noodleism. Next week's noodleism, precursor.
Ooh. I might just hand over the noodleism segment to you. You better write that down. Like,
yeah,
write
I
on
better.
Your fancy doohickey phone.
I'm going to write it in blood on your carpet. Is that all right?
Just so long as you don't put it with your already blood stains, it might get confused.
I could see the wheels turning as you balanced whether you'd rather have unstained carpet or Jeremy bleeding.
Just don't write over the spots where it says on the wall, the cake is a lie, the cake is a lie, the cake is a lie.
Ooh, it never occurred to me that was written in blood.
It's red.
It's true.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. Portal's scarier than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cake is lie. I've been playing Portal the recently
cake,
again.
The cake.
Someday we'll have like a Portal themed episode.
That will be a triumph.
Yep. So we should make a note here that it will be a huge success.
We have got to have cake after that episode. And I am being so sincere right now.
Maybe we should do that for the 50th episode and invite people over. And there will be cake. And we'll tell them.
Maybe.
There will be cake.
If you survive.
Oh, speaking of surviving.
You will be cleaned. And then there will be cake or something.
Oh, speaking of surviving, it's time for this.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
I'll hate you. When I'm back to my normal self, I will destroy you. Are you done yet? Am I done yet? Is that my voice?
Oh no, I'm crying again. This is my revenge.
It's still your female voice.
But this is my revenge.
Well, I hope you like your revenge served lukewarm. This is too disconcerting. Wait.
This is so much better. This is a demonstration of the Robin Noodle playing with all his new audio equipment. What he doesn't know is that it will be his downfall.
I'm afraid to speak. He turns a knob and I become someone entirely new.
I'm having too much fun with this.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Your mom.
Okay, we're back to normal.
Sorry, I had something in my throat. He wouldn't get me. Well, I guess a tissue wouldn't help with that. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I have had my revenge.
You sound terrible. Boy. You should turn off the mix. Or
no, that's my normal voice.
Oh, right.
The very male sounding voice.
Doesn't sound a bit like Dory.
Sorry.
Anymore.
So let me tell you.
What were we getting to when you started
story.
Throwing animal potions at me?
Now you know with just a press of a button, I can make you sound like that.
Hmm.
I could also make you sound like the car from Knight Rider. And the car was about the only good thing from Knight Rider, I thought.
You mean the new one?
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
The voice of the car. And the car was pretty cool, too.
Voice of anyway, the car? Voice in your car.
This week, I want to share a story with you.
You see, like cars?
No.
You don't yet. The...
The ramen noodle is about being an amateur at life. I'm going to tell you a story about one time when I was very much a life amateur. When I was a little boy.
That is almost the definition of a life amateur.
Yes. My family had gotten a playset, and this was the one of the first homes that I've lived in. Not like the very first.
You lived in a playset?
Yes. It had gingerbread people in the front yard. This really weird lady, though, kept insisting on cooking me for dinner or something like that. Yeah. Wore this weird pointy hat and had a broom.
I think your stories are mixing.
We got this playset, and I was really excited that my dad was going to build this thing, and he was off reading the directions, surprisingly. I guess my mom forced him to read the directions. Well, because guys, you know, it's...
We'll just put it together.
We'll figure
whatever.
It out. We're
whatever.
So we had... My dad had all the pieces out in the backyard, on the yard, on the grass, like all laid out the way that he wanted it to be.
Pieces on the grass, got it.
Yep, pieces on the grass, pieces... Anyway. And the slide was there. It was this playset that was kind of typical shape, monkey bars, swings, slide, the little loop things that look like black olives.
What?
Yeah, like sliced black olives. Those little
I thought that
things.
Was separate from the swings.
Oh, no. And they had this all line on the ground, though. And the slide was flat on the ground, and I was a little boy. So I was playing on the slide, even though it was flat. I just was excited because this is a play set. This is really cool. This is really neat. This is a big moment in my life. I'm, you know, the music was playing. Dun,
wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
Really? You were graduating to a slide?
I don't remember having a slide before that.
Hmm. But still, graduating? I just thought, I'm sorry. I don't mean to critique your life soundtrack. It was just a funny song to be hearing at that moment, I think.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
So I was just
Did
having...
Your castle fall off?
No.
Okay.
Not in this graduation. I was having a fun time playing on this slide, even though it was flat on the ground. I was just playing on it back and forth, just walking back and forth while my parents... We're looking at the directions.
You're doing it
and
wrong.
While I was, yeah, I was going down it or along it upside down. Don't do it that way. You'll get hurt. You'll break your head open.
Here, let me set it up so that you actually can't walk on it properly.
What I would do is I would crawl with my legs and my knees on the inside, and then I'd have my hands on the outside, like pulling myself on the grass. Because the inside was a little hard to pull myself on.
Yeah.
And as I'm walking along this one time, I suddenly feel something like soft in my right hand.
Yummy.
And I looked at it and just said, oh, I got my hands dirty. Okay. So I then stuck it in my mouth. No.
Sure.
I
know better than to believe that sort of thing at this point.
I ran to my mom. Like, Mom, I got dirt on my hand. It was dog poop.
Yeah.
It was
down to you and the dog, and I was betting on the dog.
It was warm and soft. If you ever want to know what dog poop feels like.
What?
I know.
Okay.
It's warm and soft and gets in your fingernails.
Is that something you want to be known for?
No.
That's one of your consulting services.
Experts in...
I'm an expert in the field of dog poop. Oh, I know what it feels like. Have you ever had to pick up after a dog with like an inside out?
Oh, I hate
plastic bag. Yeah. That's the stupidest way ever to do it. I just feel like there. I'm like, okay, this is not a biohazard bag. There are things that could quickly get through this bag.
Jump
that
out just, and like eat through the plastic.
On a microscopic level, it's already seeping through this plastic. It was. I don't like doing that. But you,
bare hand.
I am never shaking your hand again.
And it was still warm.
There isn't enough hand washing that can be done in this number of years.
And mushy. And
because I mean, that was just a couple of years ago.
No, I was a little boy. Very little boy.
Couple years. I'm sorry.
Very little boy.
I'm sorry. I won't pretend that you're... I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay.
I'll stop insulting your age.
I ran to my parents with this and just holding out my hand like the little kid that I was, being kind of oblivious to what was a terrible circumstance of I now had a weapon of mass destruction. I could have so had revenge on my sister at that time.
Pretty glad you didn't know about it.
But I just am running to my mom with my hand outstretched saying, "Mom, I need my hand cleaned." And I think I remember my mom had this just terrified look on her face.
She probably thought you were going to put it on her somehow.
Is that...
Ah! Why?
Well, it's dog poop.
All right. This is maybe more detail than I really want to know, but were you still like holding on to it or was it just sticking to your hand that badly?
It stuck to my hand. It was between my fingers and it was on the... I just, when I pressed on it in the grass, I smashed it down and I had little hands. So
you left a hand.
Yeah, the tiny...
like a star in Hollywood in the sidewalk, only it was you in the backyard.
So it could be like a new... poem to have a picture of and put on the side of or put frame and put up in a living room. It could be handprints in the poop.
It's art.
No, that's kind of a parody of another.
I know. Okay. I know.
Yeah.
People.
So,
hey, wait. Yeah,
because I had little hands. And it was, I don't remember how much it was there.
I think we have our title for this episode.
Handprints in the poop.
Maybe not. You've already got an episode called Colon P. I mean, how much more potty humor do we need in the feed?
And as Jeremy strikes into poetry.
Oh, my.
So it was a sizable amount for a little hand that I had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gross. Thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome.
Now, every time I see a slide or dog poop, I'll think of you.
Oh. How about dog poop sliding down a slide?
Hopefully I will never see that. Although that might have to be a story for another time.
Hmm. Oh, no. Is this something to do with your niece?
Something to do with like my dog.
Just imagine when we're
and a
doing this. Oh, wait, maybe you do need to tell this story.
Okay, no. Well, it's just that growing up, we had this little dog. And for some reason, my brother and I decided to take her to the top of the slide and let her slide down, which... we weren't trying to be cruel, but I guess it scared her because instead of sliding down, she didn't get very far and then she jumped off the side. She really wasn't the smartest dog ever. At least always. Hmm. As you look for strange noises that we're hearing in our headphones and hopefully aren't occurring in the podcast.
Strange noises that I hear in my head.
It really wasn't that he wasn't listening, but it was that he wasn't listening.
I was listening. This dog got scared and jumped off the slide.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't seem to hurt her too much, at least not in the short term. Always felt a little bad about that later in her life when she seemed to have spine problems. Although she did all kinds of other stuff too, so those might be... I might have to put together a list of things that this dog did or survived, and it will be tales of an...
tales! That would be great.
Tales of an amazing dog or something more Flegon's creative tales. And funny. No. No, we don't need rumors.
Tales of Flegon.
Yeah, so that was kind of something I never expected her to do, was to jump off the side of the slide, because clearly that is less scary than sliding down it to the ground.
I was expecting that you were going to say something like, she got so scared?
Scared,
yeah.
That she
just kind of
on the slide.
Let loose at the top of the slide, and it slid down the slide.
Nope, didn't do that.
Oh, too bad. Bummer.
Why?
Dude.
Who would want that? I guess you.
Well, it would have made the story funnier and not so depressing.
It's not depressing.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it is.
Mm. Actually, I guess my story with the doggy poop was kind of depressing.
Yeah.
Because I left an impression on that poop.
Well, that story definitely left an impression on me. In fact, it must be depressing because I kind of pictured an overcast day when you did it. I just realized that. In my mind, there was low light.
Well, it was lower light because we had a lot of trees in the backyard.
Oh, trees in the yard.
Yeah, trees in the yard, trees in the yard. Shading the yard like a fool.
No,
that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer.
Wow. Pants on the ground fail.
Handprints in the poop. Who's in the poop?
Hey, what in the... Don't. Oh, too many things have poo in them. We don't need to add that like... to other things.
I was just about to say.
I know so what you were about to say. And the audience can deduce it on their own. It doesn't need to be
we
said.
We have a certain listener from a certain different country.
Wait, what? That's not what I thought you were going to say.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, Winnie has poo, too.
Oh, it's spelled differently, and she's not a golden bear that likes honey.
True.
Poor Winnie. She's not even in the chat room to defend herself.
No, she must have slept in.
She's getting up early, she said on Twitter earlier.
Okay. Yeah, she usually listens from Belgium. Listen,
I love how you're like, from Belgium, we have international listeners.
You people that listen to this podcast.
And
your freaking demands.
I've got something to tell you, you people that listen to this podcast.
You who listen to this via download, you are really missing out because you don't join the live shows Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time over at
You should
Noodle.
Probably just give up and unsubscribe.
No, don't do that.
Well, you sound like that.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
No.
It's perfectly a good experience, but it is more fun to come join us live if you are humanly able, which I guess if you're able at all, it's humanly.
What about
probably?
Superhuman? What about superhuman?
Do we have any robots listening? If you are a robot, please leave us a voicemail. We'd love to hear your electronic voice.
Beep, 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 beep.
No, you don't sound like that. In fact, I'll bet you can make me sound like a robot.
You want me to try?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
You might need to save that. Hey.
That was a voicemail from a robot.
That was a bleep, as though somebody made an uh-oh.
No, that's... That's an uh-oh.
Yeah.
This is a blooper.
Somebody thought that soundbite was actually from ICQ.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, it's me. It's me. Yep.
The uh-oh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why am I admitting that? When the... Man, it must be late.
Wait.
What?
I got a great idea here.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
He's playing with this mixer thing. I call it the Stargate because it has kind of a weird... long name about compressor limiter.
I have a fantastic...
What are you doing over there?
I'm going to play.
That's just uncalled for.
Oh, boy. We've got a new one.
No. That's dumb.
That's redundant!
Oh, now you're just playing. This is like... Okay, what you're doing right now is a little bit like word art in Microsoft Word.
I've only used one effect so far.
Just because you can.
Means don't.
Probably, yes. Less is more.
Okay.
You've got the sound effects and they're nice. You don't need to alter them.
Okay. But you know what this means?
What does this mean? Oh, it's time.
No, not yet.
Oh.
But it means that when I re-record a new theme song, when I'm no longer lonely, lonely, oh so lonely.
Right.
That it will be a lot easier to record the theme song.
Right. Are you going to change
it to Alvin and the Chipmunks with me?
Not lonely. I'm not lonely.
It's going to be a completely new theme song.
Is it going to be like, about WD-40?
No.
Don't make it about being married, because I won't be married.
We could try and do some quick work and get you married. Right. Anyone who's interested, please email feedback@noodle.mx or email me too. That's METOO @theramennoodle.com. And that goes straight to Jeremy.
Jeez.
And like application time, forget the whole 6 to 8 weeks thing. It's pretty much like instant processing.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Because that I'm going to get the email and make a decision?
Because I'm going to be married before 6 to 8 weeks has passed.
So I have to act quickly.
Yes. Act now.
So that the theme song of the show can be about marriage, even though the show itself is not about marriage.
The show will always be about life amateurs and...
Life amateurity. Yes, I like to make up words.
Something like that.
Something like your mom.
So now, though, speaking of your mom...
Nice. If you play what I think you're gonna play next,
it's time for your mom's favorite segment.
Oh.
I'm Sergeant Packet. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Yeah, turn down the music, you band out there. Welcome back to another day of
fine training. Cadets, it's time for you to learn a special lesson. This lesson is what it means to be a man, even in a world full of helium. Because there are times when you cannot judge the world for what it will be full of in terms of what kind of air you'll breathe. There are going to be times when you just won't have control over yourself or in embarrassing situations. But it's during these times that you must remember to still be an elite bachelor. Because during these times, you can shine above the competition. You can rehearse yourself and discover a new you. You can become an elite bachelor and discover that you are the line of the ladies. Or that you have the respect of many others. Unlike you might think of yourself.
Well, that was different. Wow, it really sounded like that Sergeant Dope. I mean, Sergeant Packet guy had stuff in his throat.
Yeah, well, I think he was talking from a helium world.
I did take something away from that. I learned a lesson.
Are you going to give it back?
You don't know what the world is full of. You just never know. Be it helium or be it shopping bags.
Shopping bags.
Just trying to play a little trick on your ears.
Okay.
It's all right.
Whatever.
I'm probably tired.
Yeah, you are. So since we're so tired like that and kind of work things out, it's time for us
not to put too fine a point on it.
Yeah, it's time for us to head out. But I want to thank you guys for coming to the live show. Please remember that we've got other podcasts in the Noodle Mix Network, the Audacity Podcast. If you want to learn about podcasting, especially if you want to learn about Audacity, check that out. If you want to learn some Christian critical thinking on movies and TV shows, check out Are You Just Watching? And if you want to laugh, then, well, hey, you're already subscribed. And if you're not subscribed, well, then you should be.
He scolded.
Yes. Thank you for that, Mr. Narrator Dude Guy.
Can you call me that from now on?
Mr. Narrator Guy?
Mr. Narrator Dude Guy.
Mr. Narrator Doo-Doo Guy.
No, that's just entirely below your age.
Okay, yeah.
Ha, ha, ha. We're both tired.
Yeah. So also check out, if you are listening to this show via the download, check us out live on noodle.mx every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to follow us on Twitter, like who would want to do that? You can follow me, twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy, where are you?
You always set yourself up when you ask that. twitter.com/phlegon, phlegon.
Any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Okay, good. Next time you feel like a life amateur, remember, keep laughing, because you're not the only one. I am nobody on my
own. Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.